Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to Slopeside with Stephen Nyman. Stephen's in Lake Louise preparing for the first World Cup race of the season. Stephen, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
No worries, George. Thanks for having me, as usual.
Now, what is going through your mind the night before your first World Cup race of the 2015-2016 season?
Everything's kind of done. I'm glad I made it. That's kind of the big thing. We have all summer. Obviously, what we do is dangerous. So there's always the risk of injury, and what I'm worried about is just being healthy and being ready to put up a good fight. We've had 3 training runs here already, and I've been skiing pretty well. I was 5th, 8th, and 4th in those, and I know I have the speed. I've had good mistakes on each one of those, so if I clean those up, I know I can shoot for the win.
Now, we were talking before. You said there were some things about the Lake Louise course that you didn't feel really fit your strengths. How are you feeling this year?
I feel good. I feel really good. What's different this year is they've built a lot on man-made terrain. It's been really cold up here, and they've received a lot of natural snow, and it's blown a lot of snow, so they could build all kinds of terrain, and it just makes it different. It's much more active. You're not so lazy. It was kind of more flat and glidey, and now you're always moving over all these rolls, and there's a lot of blind rolls, and you have to trust yourself over those, and it's similar to kind of a Gardena, where you have to really trust yourself, see it in your mind, and really project yourself over those if you want to have good speed and a good time at the end, and I like it. It's a lot of fun to ski.
That was my next question. I was just wondering how much fun you have when you're actually doing a race. You just seem like you have a blast.
I love it. That's for sure. That's why I keep doing it. I've had a lot of injuries, but what keeps me persisting is my love of the sport, and I'm really enjoying Marcus and Hannes. They're the guys that organize the course and set the course. I'm really enjoying what they're doing. They're bringing it more to a traditional downhill. It's a little straighter, but a lot more terrain is involved. And my style, I feel like it's more natural than just having a bunch of turns all the way down the hill. So it's a lot of fun, and I tend to do better in those types of sets.
How well do you know your competition? Is there anyone new among the field that's kind of catching your eye? Like, this might be somebody to watch out for.
There's the guys. There's the guys that have been around for years. So I know downhill is unique because there's this crew of dudes, and it's dangerous. And we all respect that. There's not a lot of hate that goes on. We all kind of know we could get in trouble going down these mountains. So I feel like there's just a common respect amongst downhillers. And even if you meet an old downhiller on the side of the street, you're like, oh, you're a downhiller? I'm a downhiller. What's up? So the thing now, though, is there's some guys that come in, coming hot, and then there's some kids kind of wean their way into the tour. And right now, I'd say there's a couple young French kids that are coming up that are pretty good. Maxime Mouzeton, he's been thrown down here, and Victor something. And then there's a young Norwegian kid, Alexander Almott, or Alexander Kilde Almott is his full name, and he's he's fast, and we've been training with him this fall. So I've known he has speed, and he's performing here. So I'd like to get my eyes on them, and I think once they break into that top 30, which is the elite group, then they can really start hammering for podium positions.
Now, we talked a little bit about skis in our last interview. I'm wondering about boots. You've got Fisher boots. Do you go with a new model every year, or do you have some tried and true boots that are really, really your favorites that you stay with?
I have some old boots, and I actually broke them out today that I raced on last year, and I broke them out to see how they're doing, you know? And I went and I free skied on them. I was like, man, these are not lined up to what I like skiing on right now, because I've been doing a lot of tweaking on some other boots, trying to find a fast setup this summer. And I think I found one in another pair, which I ran the first two training runs in. But then this last training run and my free skiing, I was like, man, this is not good. And so I, my tech would have killed me, but if he knew what I was doing, but I was in the lodge and I basically shifted them 1.5 degrees in and 1/2 degree on the other boot in, which is kind of a lot, really a lot.
I was going to say that's a big change.
Tiny amount, but it's a lot when it comes to boots. And I went and free skied home. I was like, that feels good. Like, no measurements, no nothing. It was just like pure what I felt like doing in the lodge floor. And I did well. That was kind of funny.
So what is your day like tomorrow? How does it start? What happens before the race begins?
Tomorrow, basically I get up at 7, do my warm-up, get my body all prepped, and then go to breakfast, hop in the car, grab my skis in the ski room with my technician, go to the resort, put all my stuff on. It's really cold in the morning right now. It's about minus 20 in the morning up here, so got to get all the layers on and ride up the lift, but it's a big inversion, so up high, pretty warm. Warm as in minus 10.
Yeah.
But get up there, do the inspection, which takes about an hour. Come down, do some free ski runs, put all my gear on, get ready for the race, and head on up. Starts at 11:30. I'm starting number 14 tomorrow, so I'm stoked. Everything's lined up. I'm happy with the way I'm skiing, and it's just all about it's what I believe in, what I see in my head, and setting out and doing it.
Steven, fantastic visiting with you tonight. I wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thanks, George.
Look forward to
I'll talk to you later.
Look forward to catching up with you after the race, if at all possible. All right, have a good night. Slopeside with Steven Nyman in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.